This is Michael Johnson, and on this podcast, we're going to be talking again about the Xeon 5100 series, and in particular, Intel and their introduction of this new microprocessor for server computers and some particular applications of it as well. With me on the line is Kirk Skaugen, who's the Vice President for the Digital Enterprise Group and General Manager of the Server Platforms Group at Intel Corporation. Welcome to the podcast, Kirk.
Thank you.
So tell me, let's start with kind of the general picture. What are some of the major problems that the IT community is facing?
Well, I think as I have talked to CIOs around the world, I think I'll probably summarize it in terms of four key areas. One is storage requirements are growing faster than Moore's Law, so we're seeing rapid data growth both in volume and size of data. The second thing is it's fairly appalling that about 89% of IT budgets are just spent on keeping the business running. We would very much like to see that more in a 50-50 mode where 50% was used on line of business innovation to make your business more competitive. So we're certainly focused there. Third area I'd say is probably the total cost of ownership, power and energy costs being the number two contributor to total cost of ownership. And then probably fourth is just the amount of underutilized hardware that's out there. Gartner saying that the average utilization of servers is really under about 15%.
That's a pretty dramatic number. Well, so how does the Xeon 5100 series, So what is it that the Xeon 5100 series offers that's going to make such a big difference in, you know, providing solutions to those problems?
Sure. The Intel Xeon 5100 series is, you know, really leading on power efficiency. So as performance per watt becomes an increasing decision criteria for data centers, we're able to deliver industry-leading performance, but with new levels of power efficiency, actually 40% less power than our previous generation of systems. So when a system costs, you know, thousands of dollars just to power over the course of several years, this is going to be a huge savings for enterprises. If we look at the utilization of servers being sub 15%, we'd like to get that up closer to 40% over the next couple of years. And the way we think that's going to happen is through server consolidation and the broader use of virtualization technologies. So the 5100 series of Xeon processors delivers Intel virtualization technology in each of the processors, really bringing virtualization mainstream to make it more robust and more secure.
Well, you touched on a couple of interesting points there. Why has energy efficiency taken on such urgency in data centers recently?
Well, I think if you poll globally, a lot of the data centers, a significant portion of them are reaching the maximum capacity of either their cooling or their power requirements. So everybody is trying to pack the maximum amount of performance into the space that they've got allocated. And so as they upgrade their equipment, they're looking for, you know, significantly higher performance systems, but the ability to be lower power at the same time.
And you also mentioned virtualization in there. What do you see as some of the key applications that will benefit from virtualization?
Well, I think we're certainly seeing Windows Server consolidation. And so across the broad range of applications, what we want to do is make virtualization more robust and more secure by putting virtualization technology in. And then with working through our ISV partners, we're really going to be putting in, you know, labs and testing to ensure that the entire stack across the board works seamlessly together. On top of the Intel hardware and our OEM's systems.
So just how does the Xeon 5100 series enhance reliability?
Well, we're really talking about a completely new platform architecture. We're moving to dual independent buses, so each front-side bus gets its own dedicated processor. The memory subsystem, for example, is moving to a new fully buffered DIMM memory, and we're able to do new error checking that just wasn't capable in older DDR2 systems. So, you know, really across the board, we've architected it for increased reliability, things like memory mirroring, memory sparing, memory hot swap, all of these things to just enhance the total reliability of the platform. The virtualization technology itself inherently will run more stable in hardware, So, you know, there's another example where if you're going to consolidate multiple servers onto one physical server, you want to make sure that that server stays up and doesn't go down. So we're focused really on every aspect of the platform of delivering a higher reliability.
Well, we've been talking kind of generally about the overall picture. Let's get specific. Let's take a look at a couple of industry applications. Say, for example, financial services. What are some of the major problems there? And to what extent can the Intel 5100 series solve those problems?
Well, I think if you look at trading environments, you know, every microsecond counts. You can deliver faster response times and transactions. And at the same time, you know, if we look at the major markets, whether they're London or Wall Street, is probably some of the most thermally constrained environments in the world. So, and some of the environments where they're trying to pack the most processing power into those data centers. So the combination of the leadership performance per watt and the leadership performance is going to help people deliver more transactions in a fewer amount of time.
Okay, let me throw another one at you. What about the retail industry? What are some of the major problems there, and what can the 5100 series do to solve some of those problems?
Well, I think it's fascinating if you look at some of the major retail chains of what's actually happening in the back ends of the stores, right? From security to payroll to pharmacy to the automotive center, each of these is essentially taking a server. So it's not uncommon to have 5 to 10 servers in some of the back of these stores. And so, you know, if they're remotely located, sometimes the service cost of getting systems out to these stores could be quite high. So we're seeing a broad adoption of blades in the retail industry for lowering total cost of ownership and to begin to work on remotely managing these servers. By delivering new silicon in the 5100 series that's now at 65 watts and even 40 watts on the low voltage version, we're really able to optimize for these bladed architectures and enable this retail transition to bladed systems in their back rooms.
Well, those are great examples, Kirk. Perhaps you can tell me what is the Intel Core microarchitecture, and maybe you can explain some of the aspects of it.
Well, I think what's extremely exciting to Intel is that over the past decades when we've moved to a new microarchitecture, this is really, you know, a revolutionary architecture we're talking about this year. On a good year at Intel, you know, we may move to a new microarchitecture, say the 46 architecture as an example in the past, or we may move to a new process technology. And this year, we kind of think it's the perfect storm where we have both in the same year, ramping our 65 nanometer and driving this new core microarchitecture. And fundamentally in there, there's a number of technical features that help us on performance and performance per watt. Just to name a couple, there's a capability in there called intelligent power capability. And, you know, what it essentially does is turn on and off different parts of the chip, very similar to if you had an automated house that when you walked in a room, the lights turned on, and when you walked out of the room, they automatically turned off. And this is some of the reason why we can deliver, you know, 40% less power than our previous generations, because we put some of these things in there.
So in the past, has it been where the chip is sort of all on or all off? Is that how it's been going?
Well, it wasn't exactly like that, but it was certainly less intelligent than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Another area is just the advanced smart cache. So we're now putting a very large 4 megabyte shared cache between the both cores. And what that's enabling us to do is essentially go out to memory far less than we had to in the past. And I guess a good analogy there is if your refrigerator was twice as big at home, you'd have to go out to the grocery store half the amount of time. So this advanced smart cache combined with our 65 nanometer technology is enabling us to deliver kind of new price points and new levels of performance. And, you know, we're extremely excited. I think on a good year or on a good introduction, we'd be talking about a new frequency bin, and maybe we'd be excited about 10 or 15% higher performance. You know, today I get the duty of coming out and talking about 3 times higher performance and 3.5 times better performance per watt. And that's just due to some of the innovations and engineering kind of marvels behind this core microarchitecture. One of them is just the wide dynamic execution engine that now enables us to deliver 4 instructions per cycle versus 3 instructions in the previous generation, or the advanced digital media boost capability that now essentially doubles the floating point performance of the chip. So the core microarchitecture, I think, we've just been extremely pleased with our engineers, and it's really exceeded expectations at every level.
Well, some of our listeners would like to check out some stats and information about the Xeon 5100 series. Is there a website they can go to?
Yeah, we've tried to put a lot of the third-party industry data up on a site so you can see what the various press and the various analysts are saying about the silicon and the platforms. I'd direct you to www.intelstartyourengines.com. And up there you can see press reviews, analyst reviews, and some of the performance benchmarks we're seeing, not just on Intel from the industry, but also on our competition. So you can take a fair look and decide for yourself where things are at.
Well, it sounds great. I've been speaking today on the podcast with Kirk Skaugen, who's the Vice President for the Digital Enterprise Group and General Manager of the Server Platforms Group at Intel Corporation. Thanks for being with us on the podcast today, Kirk.
My pleasure.